Welcome, everyone, to Consequences of Our Culture podcast, where we give you guys valuable, not really, it's not really valuable. I don't know why you guys are watching on. So anyway, today's topic is first date. Something that is usually the most important date you remember, because like I've been on several dates, like, you know, with people I, you know, have relationships with, but the first date is the one that stands out. The first date is the one that you're scanning and figuring out, you know, are we compatible? Are we compatible? Can we work together? Do I find this person attractive? Is this person intelligent? Is this person ditzy? Like, do I want to, like, pursue a relationship with this person? Or do I want to sleep with this person and leave? So, you know, with further ado, my name's Randall. Today, I have with me
Stephanie
and Amber.
And, yeah, let's get into it. So, first date. What do you expect? Like, what do you expect from, like, a man or, you know, whoever you're dating to do on the first date? You know, like, signs you look for. Like, for me, I try to, like, you know, show out. And I try to continue this thing, you know, as I go on. But, like, you know, open the doors, you know. You know, open the car door, you know, pick them up in the car, like, you know, be ready by the car. I have the car, you know, put them in, open the door. We get to the restaurant, you know, there's a puddle on the ground. I take my jacket off. I don't do that. We'll walk around this puddle.
Right.
But, you know, stuff like that. What do you expect, Amber?
Okay, so the first thing I expect is if the man asks me out, I expect him to at least have an idea of what we're doing and where we're going.
Yes.
Almost every time it's like, hey, I want to take you out, but where you want to go? Sir, just if you want to take me somewhere, at least just pick the place. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to pick me up. I prefer that we meet. So, you know, if you want to skedaddle, I want to skedaddle, we can. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But, and I also, wherever we go, I expect it to not be the house that I own or the house that he owns or homeboy some house.
Okay.
I expect it to be a public location.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's the groundwork. Then we can just kind of sort of go from there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Mine are all similar. Like, I need you to, like, to know where we're going to go. Pick, like...
You heard that?
Yo, I heard you, yeah.
Okay. I meant it.
Fuck you. But go ahead.
I ain't hearing them, but... like, I just...
Ringtone was lame.
It's the one that comes with the phone. I don't really care about nothing.
Okay, but like that can't be the one. That has to be the one for like that's your alarm sound and it's like 7:02 and the sun about to crack. You know what I'm saying? Like that's what it sounds like. Maybe a raindrop sound was coming next. I'm sorry, man. Steph. I didn't mean to just end up so dumb.
She's rude as fuck. But go ahead.
My bad. But no, I feel the same way. Like, I need, like, you to know where we're going. Like, I want you to plan things out, you know?
Yeah.
And especially because half time, I don't even know what I want to do, where I want to go. I don't want to have to make any decisions. Like, I want you to just, like, you know,
be plan something.
Yeah, like, take charge. Take the lead. And you say where we're going to go and what we're going to do. Like, I just don't want to have to, like, think about all that. And plus, it just feels like it's more intentional when you plan things out, when you really think through, like, what we're going to do, where we're going to go, and all that. It feels like this isn't just some, like, you know, random hookup or, like, you know, you're not really, like, thinking about me in a long-term way, you know, when you just, like, I don't know what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely don't ask to come to my house, your house, like you said.
Yeah.
No, like, we're not hanging out. Like, just... Netflix and chill first date. Like, I mean, later on down the line, I would love that. I'm really a homebody. I love to be in the house. I don't really care to go anywhere. I'm like, let me just sit here on this couch, watch some TV, and go to sleep. Like, that sounds like a perfect date for me now. Yeah. But, you know, first day, like, you know, just plan stuff out. And I need you to pay. 100%. Like, I will offer because I feel like you're supposed to, like, do the whole little, you know, oh, I got so it. And then he's supposed to say, yeah, you know, you do the little, like, it is. You don't expect to pay it's all a front.
Because yeah, I didn't ask myself to go out. This is a plan that was made for me. If I ask a man out, then I will pay.
Even if I should feel like, even if I ask him out, even if I'm the one that's like, you know, you want to hang out sometime.
Would you ask
the
man
still out? Yeah, I have before.
Okay.
Yeah, and then that's the time where I paid because I didn't ask this person to leave their house.
So you asked this
That person didn't.
Yeah, but you still need to pay.
I mean, yeah, that's sure.
But I will do the, you know, I feel like it's rude. You know, it's like a polite thing to do to be like, you know, oh, we can split it or, you know, oh, you know, and he'll be like, no, I got it. And I'm like, okay, thanks. But the whole time, I was like, this was a test. Well, it wasn't even really a test. You need to pay. Like, and if you say, okay, you got it. Oh, never see me again.
Yeah.
You probably never see me again.
I like should wear tracksuits. Like, just in case.
Luckily, that's never happened. Like, nobody has ever called my bluff before, but
right.
Yeah, you know, just, yeah.
Okay.
And don't sneak and go to the waiter and go Dutch. No. I noticed that shit. Yeah, I know that you're talking to the waiter like, hey, you know, I just met her.
Has that happened to you before?
Yes. That's crazy. I don't understand. It's like, I'm just like, if they get up, I'm literally, where they going? Are they leaving? Where they going?
So you've gone out on a date and some dude has just like disappeared.
They ain't disappeared like for forever, but it's like, if I don't see them, they're not in my eye view. And all of a sudden, I see them bloop with the waiter. It's almost never positive. Yeah. It's not like, oh, I'm finna surprise her with a piece of dessert. You know, that ain't never happened.
That's not good. Like, for someone to ask you out and then, like, take you to this place and sit there this whole time and knowing they can't afford it.
Right. That's
like, I told you about how we went out to eat and, like, we were in Vegas and this man asked us to go out to eat because I'm, okay. Now, granted, it's two of us, but okay, you asked us, and so we get there, man disappears, and then my friend was like, go check on him, go see where he went, and so, needless to say, I think I saw a bead of sweat forming on his forehead when the fucking bill came out because he just did not want to pay for it. After he was like, hey, y'all get drinks. Do y'all want an appetizer? We can get an appetizer.
So oh, wow.
Like, why are you doing all that?
Right.
Because I said, no to the drink. I drank water.
Right. Like, why are you over here offering and like suggesting things on the menu, you know, plan to pay?
And then he looking at it. I see him pull his phone out, doing math. Okay, 20% is very easy, sir. Move the decimal over. I'm about to. So what are you tabulating over there?
You're checking his account.
That's probably what he was doing. Because yes. it was like, you know how they lean back and oh, they knees. Like, just like this.
Maybe
my friend just said, you know what? I can pay for myself.
Right.
I couldn't take it anymore. It was just so long. Damn. Like the place was closed at that point. We was in there for a good bit of time. Like, he really did not want to pay for it.
You know?
And I gave him cash towards mine, right? I did kind of shortchange him, like, $3. And it could have been because I was a little bit petty.
I mean.
And do you know?
It's fine.
That man complained about how I shorted him. He literally pulled the calculator outside the ad and with the tax. He was like, mm-mm. Your meal cost more than that.
Yo.
I was like, you ain't got the. I was like, so instead of me, I feel like I added tax in there. And he was like, well, I mean, yeah, but like, not all the tax. I was just like, all right.
Wow, Amber. Like,
I already hit the Uber button, baby, before we even started talking.
Mm. Right.
With all that confusion.
Yeah, but it just. Oh, I'm sorry. I keep interrupting.
No, you're good. It just was so, like, frustrating. Because it's like, don't ask women to go out to eat. If you don't want to pay, you need to say that from the beginning. Just say it. But like, hey, I want to hang out with y'all, but I do not plan on paying. I mean, what we gonna do? Get up and leave? And if so, so.
Right. Yeah. Damn, Amber. Like a little side note though. Like Amber, like whenever you talk about a man here on this podcast, they're like a fuck nigga. Like every single time.
I don't know what it is. I think I like them. Like that has to be the. I need to. Is that if there's like a psychologist out there that wants to deal with me and we learn something about me and you have a success story with me, maybe I can help you become a bigger somebody because I need fucking help. I don't know what's going on. Like shit.
Yeah.
I don't know why I ain't jumped off a damn
cliff. Yeah. I will continue to pray for you. So things that you do on the first date, I could say for me, I do most of the things that you guys expect. I definitely go ahead and make like plans. Cause it's nowadays it's pretty easy. Like, day before.
Pretty easy for who?
Well, to make reservations, to make plans. Oh, to make reservations. Yeah. Yeah. All you have to do is like, you know, pull out your phone. It's like, oh, you know, open table. Do do two people this time. Do do do. It's that easy. And then, like, girls
get mind blown.
And women get excited about that shit.
Because yeah. Like, that shit then, never happens.
So, what you do is, like, you go ahead and already make these plans. And then you bring it to them. And then they're like, oh, you made plans for me?
Mm-hmm.
I must be special.
Exactly. You know that? Exactly. Yeah. It makes it feel more intentional. Like, it's like, okay, you really care.
Yep.
Because, I mean, my boyfriend did that when we were still just, like, in the talking thing. Yeah, we were still kind of in the talking phase, and I remember we were like trying to figure out brunch, and I was like, I'll find a spot, you know, I'm like, I'm looking or whatever, and I can't find anything, and I'm just like, and then I was like, I said something to him, and he's like, I made the reservation as soon as you mentioned brunch.
Okay.
We're good. 7 o'clock tomorrow. Like, oh God, you know, or 10, whatever it was, and I was like, oh, well, okay. You know, it's just like, it feels good when we know, like, y'all like care and make plans. Yeah. It's not hard.
And then definitely I would never go out unless I felt like I could like more than cover the bill, like, you know, just in case like she's one of those and like she like orders appetizers and desserts and stuff on the first date, you know, I'm prepared for those situations. Cause like, you know, you don't want to be that guy that's like, I don't know, like the bead of sweat you said. That's the worst.
Yeah, to be like, well,
world.
You can only order from this side of the menu, you know, like.
Yeah, and they really be meaning that shit.
I mean, unless we're in college or something. You know, like college days, I was totally understanding. Like, we all broke, you know.
Yeah.
I'm like, look, we go down here to, you know, In-N-Out or not In-N-Out, Cookout. You know, go to Cookout or something, you know, get a $5 tray, you know, something, you know, it's cheap.
But early 30s, late 20s, you should have your, you know, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you don't, motherfucker, you don't need to take no bitches out. Figure that shit out.
Right.
Like, I don't know. See, pen and paper at the house. What's going on with your life?
You said you had a story?
Yeah. Okay, so there was this man. Luckily, by the grace of God, it's not my story, even though I've had similar. But this recently happened, and just now that we're in our 30s, I just wanted to let y'all know that shit still be fucking happening. So, my friend, Q, she went out to eat with this man. And the way, I don't even want to give out the secret, so we'll talk about that off camera.
Okay.
But she went out with this man, and they went out to eat at a restaurant. He said he wanted to take her out, so he did the right thing. You know, he actually owns a car, went to get her. And when they get to the restaurant, she does order a drink. Okay, but she wants to actually order a second one, right? He tells her no, she can only have one. And then when it's time to order the entree, he only orders a side of fries. So, first of all, he ordered first. And I think he did it intentionally, let her know, like, all I'm getting is a side of fries. And so she was like, she felt weird. She was like, I don't know if I should get a whole meal because this is all he's getting.
Pretty
and
awful.
He claimed that he's not that hungry, but either way, just get a whole fucking meal, box it up to go if it's that big of a deal. Or just say, we're not going out to eat, we're going to do an activity, whatever.
Yeah.
So He only orders a side of fries. And when she's picking her meal, he was like, he literally said to her, I don't have that much money. So let's, you know, take it easy. And so she was like, why the fuck are we here? Like, right. Why are we here? You could have just been like, hey, like, get a blanket from your damn closet and go sit down and you can get a sandwich from somewhere.
Right. There's like, ways.
There are ways to do it if you literally don't have funds. And if you don't have funds like that, don't. Needless to say, the man never received a second date. But it's just like, why?
And I feel like if you're just being like upfront about it too, like say, like if he had said like, look, you know, this is my situation, but I really like you. I want to get to know you, whatever. Like, you know, so maybe instead, like you mentioned, like, let's go sit in a park, you know, I'm a, you know, like have a picnic or something, you know, like I got some chips and drinks and yeah. sandwiches, you know, or even if it's
eat
like,
you come, cause I ain't feeding.
You know, or it's just not even feed at all. Yeah. Just like, hey, you know, let's, you know, I don't know.
Bring some cars. I mean,
go for a hike. There's so many hiking trails and stuff around here. Like, you know, let's say, let's go for a hike. All you got to do is bring a bottle of water. Maybe some trail mix, you know? It's just, there's so many creative ways that if you, you know, you're low on money, you don't have to take somebody out to some like 5-star restaurant, you know, vintage year or something and, you know, go all out. Like, oh, goodness.
I could say like when I was... in high school and like my first year of college, like, you know, I took girls to San Marcos on Wednesdays. Remember that? Like Wednesdays, they had like the.
No, I never knew that. One for you. I never knew about that.
Was that our first date?
It's possible. We were there every Wednesday.
Yeah. San Marcos. Hey,
you love some San Marcos.
And we were outraged when they changed the price from buying one like, free to
buy
one.
Yo, they were slowly. They were slowly creeping up. It went to like a quarter, the 125, yeah, the 225. I'm like, damn.
I don't know what it is now because I ain't been back since.
I usually go every time I come back.
Okay, back on track.
So, red flags, other than like them being cheapos, like you guys mentioned, stuff like, you know, is there like anything in the conversation, you know, you look for or anything... You know, as far as like their mannerisms and stuff that like necessarily dictate a red flag, that's kind of like, oh no, I can't do this on a first date.
Overly talkative, because I feel like you invited me here because you want to get to know me, so you shouldn't run the conversation. Unless you're just like nervous, like, you know, just be like, hey, I'm kind of nervous here. That's why I'm rambling. Yeah. Or in most cases, I'll ask, you know. Just in case. But ask about me. I don't wanna hear shit about any of your drama, your ex-wife, your baby mama.
Right.
If you want to talk to me about your children, I think it's very important to bring that up. I don't need to be hanging out with you on 5 fucking dates and all of a sudden, oh, I got 2 kids. Say that shit early.
Right.
That's a whole human. Yeah. That's attached to you. Today you fucking die.
Literally, right there. That's
whole
a child.
Soul. Like I don't need to be. Like that's the biggest red flag because I'm like, this person is too important for you to be like mentioning it last minute.
Right. Yeah. Right,
right. Like I mean, even if you were trying to not, it's just been like, oh, we was working on a project the other day, and I'm so tired today. You know what I'm saying? It's something. Right. You got no ex's baby mama, none of that shit. What she did for you, what you didn't have to do. And how we'll be a perfect couple together because this, that, and the third. That shit weirds me out.
Yeah.
On date one.
That's way
and
too
it almost happens
and cringy.
Every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they tell you to be the perfect wife on date one?
Yeah. It weirds me out. I think a wife, husband, wife conversation should happen as far as like whether you believe in monogamy and stuff. Yeah. I do think that part is important.
But you don't say that person, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't even know me. Like,
yeah, exactly.
I don't know you either. Like, we just don't know each other.
You could be like
too
a serial
much too
killer.
Soon.
You know,
that's what
like,
I'm saying.
Yeah. You stuff? Any?
I think mine would be like talking about your like your exes or like, what is it? Oh, okay. So mine would be more so like tiny things. Like if you use like female the word female a lot, or you know, talking about like women in a way of like they're
less than,
like, yeah, yeah, you know, if like you're if you're talking and if you're like, if you talk a lot where you're saying like white people this, white people that, would be a problem. Like, it's one thing to like, you know, if we're talking about politics or, you know, something about like race or whatever, and you're, you know, and we're just like, that's the topic, you know, that makes sense. But just like, you know, a white person walked by, I'm like, man, you know how them white folks be. And it's like, that has not, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's like, it's such a small thing. Like, you know, I want, you know, especially because I plan to date black men, you know, like, right. I want you to be able to come home or like come to me and tell me like, man, this white guy at work today, like, talked down to me, or, you know, call me boy or something. Like, you know, be able to talk to me. But like, first date and you just like constantly talking about the white man. And if you talk hella loud, is a huge red flag for me. Like, if you're just, if you were just like super animated and like drawing attention to us, I don't like that. I like to just blend in. I don't like going places and you're just like yelling, you know.
Right.
I had a dude that yelled the N-word, the hard ER, real loud.
That's aggressive.
On our date, because
what the fuck, ER, man?
Because he said, I was like, he was talking or something, and he said, and I was like, I said, can you not talk like this loud, like, you know? So there's like white folks like everywhere. Like, we were sitting, we were parked in a car, like at a park, and this lady, this white lady's walking by, and she got all her kids, and he's like, and he looked over and he's like, man, that white lady got a lot of kids. And I was like, why you gotta say it so loud? Like, she's right there, like, can you not? And he's like, so that white lady dude got a lot of kids. And I was like,
that's not the point.
Yes, you know, so stuff like that, like, that's a red flag for me. How you just talking too loud. And oh yeah, so when he got to the
bleager.
Yes, yes. Literally.
That's so weird.
He went like, he yelled, he's like, he yelled it out, the sunroof was open. He went, he yelled it, he's like, nigger. And he went, he looked at me this, like, it was horrible. It was so awkward. I mean, it was so awkward that the black man that was sitting in the car next to us, his windows are rolled up. He looked over. He went, what? He drove off. He left.
Like, I get the fuck out of here.
I was like, take me with you, like, because I'm in this man's car and I can't go nowhere. or if you can't drive very well, like the time, the same dude, we pulled up to the sushi spot, sushi cafe, and he like hit the curb. Like, he ran over the curb. And it was so loud.
I don't move, sir. You should have seen it.
Right.
I'm like, how you not know? Like,
he pulled in there.
He just like pulled in too fast and just like, and like everybody was like, and he scared the old man that was walking out on the sidewalk. He went,
you know, old people hurt themselves.
Yes. Like that. About to make this man have a heart attack.
Throw his fucking hip out.
So, yeah, those are, are red flags. I never really thought about it before, but those are definitely red flags for me. Like, I don't like to be embarrassed. I don't like to be like anything drawing attention to me.
Same.
I don't like hearing, like, I don't want you sounding like you're a womanizer or like, think of women as like, you know,
objects.
Like, yeah, objects, or okay, you know, like, I'm like, or I'm supposed to be doing certain things or be in certain places because I'm a woman. Mm-hmm. I don't like all that. Like,
it reminded me of the date I went on a date I went out on with a guy. Okay, homeboy from New York. Just gonna put
you about
that
to get
there.
In the story. Let's take a break. We gotta do cameras. Okay. We're about to take a short break, and I realize you guys date weirdos and fuck niggas.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
All right. Welcome back. Before we took this break, Amber had a short story to tell. Go ahead, Amber.
Okay, we left off talking about how men, how we hate men to just speak too loud because, you know, that shit's embarrassing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, we're trying to look like fucking elegant ladies, not like we, you know, dating a hood rich nigga or something. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, gang, gang.
Gang, gang.
So, we were at the Applebee's and...
Red flag.
Red flag number one.
Red flag, red flag.
We were at the Applebee's and the man, he seemed like he was so genuine and sweet. Until, like, we actually sat down for dinner. And, like, he... Let me go ahead and backtrack first. He asked me to go out. Okay? Me. So, he asked me. I shit you fucking out. I'm over here getting dressed. We decide on where we're going. What time we're going to be there. Of course, it was his plan, which I was proud of him. I did have to ask multiple times, but he was able to get the answer.
Right.
So, we meet at the Applebee's at 7 o'clock. And then I'm letting him know that I'm about to be on my way there. And he was like, okay, sure, for sure, for sure. You gonna pick me up? I was like, what? What? I was like, I was planning on just meeting you there. What's going on? So homeboy not on the car and wasn't even gonna tell me. And he wasn't even gonna tell me that I had to pick him up. Okay, not on the car. Okay, you know, shit happens or whatever. But... And he was from New York. So that's why I was like, maybe he just really don't know how to drive because he probably never had to.
Okay.
So, but I really wish he would have been like before, you know, a couple minutes before we got to be there. Let me know right. I got to pick you up. So that was already a red flag because it's like, do you respect me or not? Because if you respect me, you would have literally just said that.
Right.
And so, anyway, I don't know why I don't just say... Ladies, literally the first red flag, run with that shit. Don't wait till there's more. Fuck. So, anyway, we went out to eat. The whole time we there, homeboy screaming. And I literally said something to him. Like, every time he's talking, he's basically yelling the whole time. And I just really felt like I was in trouble.
Oh, so he just talks.
But it was
like,
he just yells the whole time he speaks. Oh, man.
He just talks, like, loud. Like, hey, yo, son, what up, B?
Yeah, and I'm like, damn, are we at dinner or are we fucking
word
playing some dice on the corner? Like, which one are we doing? And then, like, in the midst of that date, he was telling me how I'd be the perfect wife, I'm this and that. I remind him of his baby mama because I'm nurturing.
Dang.
Well, you don't even know if I'm nurturing. Like, damn, like, did you order a steak and I cut it up for you and feed you? Like, what the fuck? How do you know I'm nurturing?
Right.
And then, like, I already got to play stepmama to two children. You talking about I'm like her? Are you looking for somebody that's like your baby mama? Like, he actually showed me pictures of his family. In family photos. Not just, like, this is my son. You know, blah, blah. It was, I seen, like, three different photos of the baby mama. I shouldn't see them.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be showing them.
Like, was it, like, a family photo? Like, they were all, like together in one photo?
Two were. And then one was just a sole picture of her because he was like, this is a better picture of her. He was like, because I date pretty women and I feel like you're pretty. So me and you should be together. So this is a better picture of what she looks like.
What? He just carries around a picture of his baby mom.
I mean, it didn't just like, not a Polaroid out the wallet, but you know, show me on the phone.
Oh, okay. Well,
that would have been, I don't know which one would have been weirder. But I think
the Polaroid for sure. Right. Like, it's normal if he just was like, oh, you know, let me go on her Facebook real quick. That's normal, you know, but like, if he's just carrying around a picture.
Yeah, that would be.
I mean, but it's still weird that he showed you.
Still weird he showed me.
Like.
And that apparently I remind him of her.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not.
Like, that was just too damn far.
Like, compare, like, women. Remember that Usher song?
Yeah, that was literally in my head. That I once knew. See your face whenever I look at you. We'll believe all of the things she put
I hate y'all.
Me through.
That was this. What he was like screaming the whole night, just loud and obnoxious. He cut me off like every time I was saying something to the point where he cut me off enough times that I literally had to say something to him about it. And he was like, oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm sorry, my bad. He still was doing it though, like cutting me off every time he asked me a question. I was like, I'm just letting you know this is the second time I'm making mention of you cutting me off. That's not, that's not gonna be something. Yeah. Especially this early on, I was like, that's not gonna be something that I like. Like, it's gonna piss me off more each time it happens. Absolutely. So, but it's like he just couldn't. I don't know. He just couldn't get that together, and then it just was like we had. He had to talk to me morning, noon, and night. Text me all day, video call, regular phone call. I said, you got to pick one phone call a day. Just pick one. Like, I literally had to say it to him because, like, it really was like, you can't have work. I was in, you know, school full time. I just have too much going on to be on the phone all the time.
Yeah.
So, like, if you want to talk to me, you know, we can do that. But I ain't finna be video chatting with you for, like, 2 hours. Every day.
Yeah.
On top of still texting in the middle and still regular phone calls. Because like he will apparently want to see me all the time. And he actually said that. That just felt weird to me. Right. It just was too much too soon.
Yeah. That's something later on.
I'm like, damn, you ain't got shit to do?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's another thing. Like if they always have like so much free time, it's kinda like a turn off. But yeah, I'm not, honestly, for me, like, in the early stages of dating, like, I don't really like talking on the phone. Like, I did when I was, like, younger.
Yeah.
And a kid. Like, you know how you used to talk on the phone and you fall asleep and, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, you look at your phone. Oh, we've been on the phone for hours and shit like that. It's all cute and shit. But now.
Man,
a grown-ass man.
I got to go to bed. I got shit to do in the morning.
Yeah, I
got
to get these kids ready. I'm sorry. I got to go. You
feel me? I love being on the phone.
Nah,
I prefer talking on the phone. It's just texting is just like it feels like it takes more work, and you're gonna get less out of me if we're just texting. Talking, like I can walk around and do stuff, put my AirPods in, I can do stuff and talk at the same time. All right. Just easier, you know. Not saying we gotta be up till 2 a.m. or anything, but you know.
Yeah, me, I'm going to bed. I'll fall asleep on you and I won't even know it. Like, it's just, y'all end up being with somebody and, like, they fell asleep and then your partner hated that you always fell asleep on them.
Yeah, but I mean, that I feel like that's dumb to be upset because it's like.
Agreed.
It's normal. No. Like, you're going to get tired. I get tired by 8:30.
Yeah.
Right.
I have a bad
time. Like,
that shit is real.
I get tired early.
I have a real bad time.
But I stay up because I like to talk.
On my off days, I find myself just falling asleep random parts of the day. Like, I'm always tired.
Yeah.
But red flags, like both of you guys mentioned, that like if they talk about like their ex, you know, and yeah, that is a red flag for me. Even if you talk about your ex in like a negative way, that shows that you're still holding on like to something, and you're probably not ready, you know, to be dating and stuff. It makes me feel like a rebound, and you know, I'm not here for that shit.
Yeah.
I mean, unless we're just sleeping around, because at that point, I could be rude. I don't care about that. But
yeah.
If you know I'm pursuing a serious relationship, then you know that's not it. Okay, so popular locations you guys like? Well, I guess you guys don't really pick, but popular locations, something interesting that would be like catching your eye for a date.
Rollerblading or something.
I have my when I lived downtown, I went to the Tower Tap Room every time, Lower Lounge. That was it. Tower All my Tower. Dates. Okay. All my Tinder dates, damn. Bumble, whatever. Like
so the bartender was like, "Oh, that's Steph. How you doing, Steph?"
Yep.
Oh, damn.
No, I'm joking. They didn't know my name. They didn't know my name, but there's definitely like where we like they recognized my face over time. And
I get that.
Yeah, but I mean, it is what it is. It was right there. It was like I could just walk to it. It was the perfect, like, you know, location.
I get that.
Like, it's not nice open, but it's also not.
Yeah, exactly. It's like you still feel like you're kind of in your own. Like,
yeah,
you know, space or whatever, and yeah, it's cute. So I mean,
you say you would like to go rollerblading.
I would love to like go rollerblading, go hiking, something.
I do like hiking. I haven't done it yet, but I would love to go hiking.
Yeah, because we're gonna be talking unless he's winded.
Yeah,
but we gotta walk fast.
Like if he's in shape or not.
Yeah,
no, I see that.
Like if you're willing to be, I love outside activities. That's something that I'm going to want to do in general.
Right.
So if we were to date, I want to know, do you want to do this? Because that's gonna be a problem for me.
Mm-hmm. You're an outdoorsy person, Amber?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
You go camping and shit?
I'm not gonna be in a fucking tent in the woods, but I will go to a cabin.
Yeah, okay. Same. I'll do a cabin.
I like camping in tents.
Mm-mm.
I like that
feeling. That's cute. One day I might be there, but it has to be a smooth 72 degrees.
Right. Right. Just cold real quick. You know, I feel like,
you know.
Exactly. For me, like, popular places, so I don't really, like, date a lot in my city. I date in the city I work in, more so, like in Denver. Because, you know, it's easier. There's a lot more people down there. There's a plethora, I think I said that right, of restaurants around my job. It's in downtown. And it's easy for me. I just, like, you know, my job has a parking garage, so I just park the car there and, you know, just go to one of these, you know, many places and establishments with these beautiful women. But, so we already talked about the bill and for me, you know, I come from like a very chivalrous, like, that's upbringing. So, you know, get the door, all that extra stuff. So, for me, like, you know, I always pay the bill. I pay the bill the first date. I'll probably pay the bill every time, you know? I feel like it's not necessarily insulting, but, like, you know, I feel like me not paying the bill looks, like, terrible on me. Like, I feel like if I don't pay the bill, I'm not getting a second date, you know?
Yeah.
So, almost 100% correct.
Okay. That's nice to clarify that.
Yeah.
All right. So, first date. Expectations about sex. So, is the first date too early?
Yeah. Don't expect that shit.
Yeah.
Like, what makes you think you earned this pussy if I'm over here and I just met your ass? You think my pussy is worth a fucking lamb chop?
Right.
A fucking captain's platter for Long John Silver.
Why the fuck would you even want some lamb chop pussy?
Like, you don't even think about it. Like, you shouldn't even be thinking about it. Like, it shouldn't, like, that's not, you know, not what I'm on. Like, no. You need to. Like,
so never. No. You've never had sex.
It's never happened. I don't even know if I like you.
That's good.
I gotta like you a little bit for the dick to even be good. Like, I can't be fucking you and I don't even know you. Like, yeah. It's pointless sex because it's subpar.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It can't, in my mind, it literally cannot be good unless I actually have some type of mental attraction on top of it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you gotta, like, yeah, need some time to, like, build some type of emotional connection or, like, or even just, like, on, like, mental, like, you know, if you're real smart. For me, it's about, like, if you're incredibly smart, then yeah, that might get me there a little earlier. Yeah. But yeah, just first date though, no. Like, I might feel something. I might feel like, ooh, like, I like him, but I'm not gonna actually go through with sex on the first date. Like,
yeah,
it's just,
and
I'm a fucking lady.
We talked about red flag. I feel you. We talked about red flags, but are there any green flags that, you know, get put up that necessarily almost guarantees the dude that he's getting a second date, that he's gonna get to see you again?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I guess.
When you pray. Pray before we eat.
Okay.
Whew. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
That's a green flag for me.
Look for that. That's what's up.
It almost never happens.
It, like, never happens, but it,
and then they'll just kind of look at me.
Yeah.
Like, it's not.
What you looking for? You looking for the quick?
anything. It don't. Yeah, no, it don't have. No, nah, we
don't
ain't.
Don't hold my hand. I don't know.
We don't know.
Oh head. Yeah, right. That's how I'm hurting myself. Like,
can,
that
was, can we join hands in prayer?
Like, I would still like it. You know, whatever prayer you do, even if it's, you know, God is good. God is, well, maybe not. God is good. God is great. That's a little too elementary, but you know, like right. just I mean, a quick
that,
prayer.
If that's who you are. Then that's
you know,
okay.
yeah, it's like you but, know, a quick prayer is fine. Any prayer you say, if you bless the food before we eat. I'm like, okay, this is different. This is cool. Okay. You know?
Okay.
But, or if they mention their like not the words toxic masculinity, but like something in that realm, like where that you can tell that they're like emotionally, intelligent. Like intelligent. Yeah. Then that's a huge green flag. So what about y'all?
I don't know if I have any because I just be wanting no red flags, so
yeah,
I
that's
think
a
I
green
just
flag.
Need a
if there's no red flag
date to know even what the good parts are to look for.
Mm. All your dates
send
been
help.
Bad.
Send help.
Have mm. all your first dates been bad?
Yeah, atrocious.
Oh man. Well,
so for
that
me,
sucks.
It does green, suck. I don't know what I be doing.
Green flags I look for really. Because I don't require much. A green flags I look for is a positive attitude, like positive energy. Like, I can't have, like, so I should have explained this in red flags, but like, if you complain about every fucking thing, like, that shit's
yeah.
addicting.
Yes.
Like,
you send your food back, bitch, we ain't never going
yeah.
out of
here. I don't
want
to deal with your ass.
Yes.
You feel me?
Negative people, just,
negative
I can't.
Energy, like, you, like, oh my goodness, you like look at places like, and this is something to show about their character. If like you look at something, it's like, oh, that color on the wall is just so atrocious. It's like, bitch, this wall got nothing to do with you. Like, you just visit.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
You know, shit like that. You know, they always have something negative to say. Positive energy goes a long way. Like, if you're not necessarily smiling all the time, but if you think like positively, then yeah, that's pretty much it. I really don't require much. You don't have to be funny. You do have to be emotionally intelligent. I do look for that. I have had like dates with dumbasses, like people, you know, who aren't necessarily on a like, you know, emotional level. They still like seem a little immature and stuff like that. You know, that's they won't get a, you know, I won't, you know, pursue them or whatever, but yeah. But anything? Oh yeah, we're cutting it close. Anything else?
No, I think I want to just say, like, I feel like it's so hard today with dating and I feel like it's so easy to just think of. Like you're saying, it's like, it's kind of hard to think of the green flags, like, because there's just so much BS that like we have to wade through, like with dating. Cause like, unfortunately you're not like unique. There is like, neither of us, most women and men too, like I'm sure they have a lot of stories, but I'm not a man, so I don't really know what they got going on. But I know for us women, like, that's pretty normal that like bad, to have like bad dates and dating men that are just like, off, you know, running into like weirdos and all that is just like, unfortunately, it's so normal. Like, it's more normal for you to run into the weird ones and have like crazy, like, you know, horrible dating stories than it is to have good ones. Like,
yeah,
it's just
when a good one happens, I'm freaking out.
Yeah, it's like, okay, wait, hold on,
okay,
like,
can't fuck this up, can't fuck
right,
this up.
You know,
shit.
Like, this might be the one. Like, the date went well. You know, it's just, it's like, it's insane. I don't know if it's because of the internet or, like, it's just, you know, like, I don't know if it's just our time or if it's, you know, like, or if it's always been this way and the internet is just, like, showed us who we really are. Like, I don't know why it's crazy, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, my friend, I told y'all, went on a date with a guy and they went to McDonald's. And first of all, when he ordered the food, he didn't even order her nothing. And then was like, oh, and then broke his sandwich in half with his hands and gave her the other half.
What?
Yes!
I mean, at McDonald's, like, they got the dollar menu. You can get the McChicken sandwich.
That's what I'm saying.
And the dollar fry.
Your sandwich in half with your fucking hand, so it's over here squished. Mm. Sesame seeds falling all over the motherfucking car.
That's love.
I can't.
Okay? That's love, okay?
That is not love.
That's love.
That's love when you have a child in the backseat and they screaming.
Right.
Talking about they hungry.
Yeah. Whew. Well. That... we'll do it. It seems like you need to be F-R-E-E. Fuck, nigga, free. No, but anyway. Yeah, that concludes it. I hope you guys took a lot from this. I hope, you know, you fellas out there, you know, strive to be professional gentlemen and, you know, treat these queens the way they deserve to be treated. I said queen. I hope, like, you women, you know, don't fuck with weirdos and fuck niggas. I know it's hard out there. I know there's, like, especially on the internet nowadays, there's a lot of, you know, back and forth on, like, you know, who has it harder, who should be doing this and who should be doing that. But, you know. Let's just love each other, you know?
Yeah.
Because, like, at the end of the day, I mean, if you're heterosexual, I mean, you want to sleep with a woman, right? So, I would imagine, like...
what is happening?
You got to take the proper steps.
You're saying men do better at dates so you can fuck. That's literally what you're saying.
No. But, like, I mean, you want to have sex
with... what did you say?
I said, if you're like, I'm talking about the division between men and women, right? And I said, like, okay, we should stop the hate because at the end of the day, like, you know,
you want to have
sex. You want to get fucked.
Anyway, that's it. All right. That's all we doing. We're about to go. All right. So I hope you guys, you know, follow and subscribe and, you know, are doing well out there. I'm Randall.
I'm Stephanie.
I'm Amber, and I'm a little upset, but it's okay.
All right, bye.
Peace.